Russia warns West against protecting skies over Ukraine is the main front page headline for the Irish Times this morning. Reporting from Lviv, Daniel McLaughlin writes that Russia, that Moscow has warned it will view any bid by the West to guard Ukraine's airspace as an act of hostility, as the United States says it was seeking ways to help Poland to provide warplanes to its neighbour. The war in Ukraine features across front pages this morning. The Irish Independent, in its extensive coverage of the story, leads on a photograph taken by Mark Condren of a woman with four children crossing the border into southeast Poland. They are making their way across a railway line wrapped up against the elements. The woman is helping the youngest child over metal tracks. Inside on page 5, Fionnán Sheehan speaks to refugees arriving from Ukraine into Poland. He describes people arriving by foot, by car and by bus, being met by what almost resembles a forest campsite. One woman, Hanna Vilichenkovai, has come to Poland with her children, leaving behind her husband, her parents and her grandmother. Her family is Ukrainian-Russian and she bursts into tears describing how they cannot understand Russia's actions. She says that hospitals and schools in her home city of Kakhovka in southern Ukraine have been destroyed. Killed as they fled, says the headline on the front of the Irish Daily Star and the Irish Daily Mirror. The image on the front of the Star shows a Ukrainian soldier walking past the bodies of a family killed as they tried to escape the city of Irpin. The photo shows a silver-coloured suitcase beside the bodies, and images from that scene in other papers show a pet carrier box on the ground. The scene is on the front of the Irish Daily Mirror too, which reports that in the incident, around 8 people, including 2 children, were killed when they came under gun attack from Russian troops. Inside the Star, Paul Healy reports that the Archbishop of Dublin has declined to back Father Fergal MacDonagh, who doused the Russian embassy in red paint on Friday. In a statement to the paper, Archbishop Dermot Farrell said this is a time for peacemaking and witness to peace, not the senseless call to violence. Father MacDonagh may face a court summons for possible criminal damage, but he insisted, we're told, that he would not pay any fine. Elsewhere in that paper, in domestic political news, Craig Hughes reports that the Dáil is set to have up to 15 more TDs after the next general election. The paper reports that senior government sources expect the number to increase significantly beyond what's constitutionally required, predicting at least 10 new seats, but saying that potentially up to 15 will be available.